Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're talking Shabbos 44. Don't move these things. It was stated as follows. Rabbi Zeira said regarding a metal candlestick whose flame was lit for Shabbos, both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda agree that it's forbidden to move even after the flame has been extinguished. They both agree, however, that a flame that has not been lit for Shabbos, one can move even if the candlestick was used. Thus, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir both subscribe to the concept of muktzah machmas iser. Rabbi Meir does not hold of muktzah machmas mius, and even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that a used candlestick is not considered repugnant. And then Rabbi Yehuda said, in the name of Rav, one may not move a bed on Shabbos if the bed was designated to keep money on. The whole idea of Shabbos is not just about the work, it's not just about the flame, it's about having the proper rest. We don't want to have constructive work or destructive work. We don't want to have work that's unnecessary. So even if the candlestick seems to be blocking a picture or whatnot, we don't want to move things that's unnecessary. We want to make sure that we're involved in a restful day, in a restful situation. Even if it doesn't seem heavy, it doesn't seem like it's a lot of work involved, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of things that's being incorporated, we still want to make sure that we have the proper menucha and the proper shemira and zechira of Shabbos. So just as the Gemara is talking about not moving a candlestick or a bed, even something so simple, even something that's not heavy, we want to keep in mind that Shabbos is not just about such big actions, even little actions. Anything that could be constructive or destructive, anything that could accomplish anything, we want to try to avoid and try to properly safeguard and watch and remember the Shabbos as much as possible to ensure the most rest possible, to be involved with Shabbos as best as we can. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 45 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.